This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
This is hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
My box of goodies is on its way from Aero Precision. It's going to be here Friday. And sometime next week, we're going to build us a gun. And hopefully, I build it in such a way to where it does not detonate as soon as I pull the trigger. Build proof is coming. And you should check out AeroPrecisionUSA.com. So, since he's become somewhat of a collaborator now and stuff, and pretty soon he's just going to take the whole show over, I guess. And if he does, that's cool, because then I can listen. Let's talk to writer and
then
activist.
Then you just count the profits as they roll in.
Yeah, that's right. And Instructor Dean Weingarten. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Always a pleasure.
So what is on your mind today? Because I knew you were here, I didn't even look at anything you might have written today because I knew we were going to talk about it. Last time,
we were talking about the problems that Sig Sauer and H&K got into by selling guns in the complicated, highly regulated, and arcane international market for firearms.
Yeah.
And it turns out Germany has very complicated laws about who can sell what guns to whom when. And what had happened is that, I think it was 2009, Sig Sauer in the United States, it's a licensed subsidiary. That's not true. It's a separate company. But the company in the United States is owned by the same person who owns Sig Sauer in Germany.
Right.
So, with the help of the U.S. Military Materiel Command, U.S. Army Materiel Command, I believe, which I used to work for, they landed this incredibly sweet contract with Colombia, where they sold them 97,890, this was contract, SB 2022 pistols, for $306 million.
You know, I thought my Nighthawk pistol was expensive.
That comes out to over $3,000 per pistol, which seems like a lot, but I am told that there was a lot of spare parts, ammunition, training, service, warranty repair, all that stuff thrown
in. What is the frontline price of a single SB 2022? I've never owned one or bought one. How much do those things cost?
Oh, gosh. I'm thinking they're about maybe $500-$600.
Yeah. So that they're paying. So they've got enough spare parts to build five more?
per gun? When you're paying somebody to come down and train, that's cheap.
Okay.
And when you're paying people to service the pistols, and we don't know how much ammunition they got per pistol.
Right.
Plus spare magazines, spare parts, it becomes less outrageous. In fact, I had a source tell me that he knew something about that contract and that the price was really not so far out of line. And, of course, part of it went to the bureaucrats in Washington to ostensibly make sure there wasn't any problems with it. Now, the problems happened.
Yeah.
Because although it was legal for the United States and a United States manufacturer to sell the pistols to Colombia.
Sure.
And this was to the Colombian military. And they had been fighting a far left, leftist insurgency, FARC, for decades now.
Right.
And they've had some pretty recent successes over about the last decade or 15 years or so. Anyway, it wasn't legal, it turned out, for Germany, for a company in Germany to sell the pistols. And the company in the U.S. apparently wasn't completely up to speed on manufacturing in large quantities yet. And they asked for some help from their German counterpart, sister company, whatever you want to call it.
Right.
And of those 97,000, apparently they got about 38,000 from Germany. And they came from Germany to the U.S. and then were sent to Colombia. And there's an international trade, there's called an end-use certificate, which is where arms are supposed to end up. Now, why they even bother with them for small arms seems silly to me, because small arms are well-known technology and easy to make even for small countries. But they, you know, if you want the very best, you're going to get from a known manufacturer.
Sure.
Well, somebody inside of the German company said this is not legal for them to sell to Colombia because it's not legal under German law for the German company to sell, and the American company is just acting as a pass-through. And so there's, I think the fine is somewhere around $4 to $5 million. And the president of the U.S. company is being prosecuted in Germany and potentially faces 5 years in jail. So that's a pretty stiff penalty. My source suggested that the Army Materiel Command should have done a better job at making sure it didn't violate German law. But then again, they may not have realized that the American company was going to reach out to the German company to help out with the production.
Now, this was prior to them winning and making the M17, which means they obviously have – this is prior to all of that, right?
Oh, yeah, that's prior. This happened back in 2009. Actually, I understand – let's see – it was the pistols came to the U.S. between 2009 and 2011. So that's 7 years, 8 years ago.
Right. Okay.
And it started 10 years ago. And then by 2011, the U.S. facilities were up to snuff and they didn't have trouble completing the order.
So this thing against this American SIG executive, that's actually come down now. It's come down in 2019 that he's facing 5 years in prison.
Right. It's in process now. He's, I think there's the legal proceedings are underway in Germany, I believe. Now, that what I find sort of ludicrous about this is that, like I said, the technology to make modern pistols and rifles has been pretty well developed by 1940. You could argue it was well developed 100 years ago because the 1911 came out more than 100 years ago.
Right.
And, you know, we had semi-automatic rifles starting about 2008 or so. Not 2008. I think 1907 is when the first production of the Remington Model 8 happened. And that was a high-powered semi-automatic. So,
right.
You know, changes since then have been incremental. You know, we've got stronger polymer or composite stocks. We probably make barrels better and cheaper. You know, we might have made minor improvements in the way that we lock up actions, and certainly metallurgy has improved. But all of these are incremental improvements.
Right.
The basic understanding of how to make these guns has been around for 100 years.
I want to ask you a question about this. We're coming up on the break.
75.
You hang in right there. We'll be right back. I want to ask you a question about this when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
First rifle is on its way. I don't know if I will get to 50. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, and we were talking about this thing that's happening with Sig Sauer and H&K. Does Germany prohibit selling to foreign, I mean, this foreign countries as far as for police or
well,
military?
They have, my understanding is, and I have not read their law, but I read about it. And right. My understanding is they have a very complicated system on which they prohibit some countries from being sent arms from German manufacturers. Of course, that can be worked around by having arms manufactured in another country, like here in the United States. But, for example, with the H&K case, they sold a number of rifles, but that went to the Mexican government, but there were certain states inside the Mexican government that they were prohibited from going to.
Right.
So it wasn't just these rifles can't go to Mexico. They could go to Mexico, but they couldn't go to certain states inside of Mexico.
Right.
I mean, that's a very fine detail that a lot of firearms manufacturers are going to find it difficult to enforce. And HK has a problem because their rifles went to these states, and they've just decided not to sell any of their guns to any countries outside of NATO. Now, I think it's a mistake. I think this whole idea that you shouldn't sell small arms to various people is generally a bad idea, because it's not like we have a dearth of small arms on the planet. I mean, the Russians, the Chinese, the Israelis, just about anybody can make perfectly capable small arms if they want to. As I recall, Venezuela bought a factory or got it on credit or for oil or whatever kind of trade they did with Russia to make the latest, greatest version of the AK. Well, probably wouldn't be the 47. Might be the AKM or the AK-74. I'm not sure which model they're turning out. But essentially, it's a version of the AK down in Colombia. And it's not that expensive to make a manufacturing facility to put out small arms. And while we may prefer a Colt or a Glock or, you know, a Smith & Wesson or an AR-15 over an AK-47, in reality, there's not a huge amount of difference between various rifles and pistols. I mean, people will argue that one is better than the other. But the big difference is whether you have one or not. And if people in a country like Colombia aren't able to get them from Germany, they'll buy them from the U.S. or from Russia or from China.
Right.
So what's the point of saying that your company in Germany can't sell them? It's not like they're nuclear weapons or high-tech anti-aircraft missiles. Just about anybody with a few million dollars can set up a plant and start making them. I mean, the technology has been around for nearly 100 years.
Do you think it has to do with the, like, they're just looking at it from a public relations standpoint?
There's certainly that. I think part of it is there's a very strong socialist leftist component in Germany.
Right.
And it does seem like some of the countries that they don't want to export arms to happen to be fighting far leftist, violent, revolutionary groups. So there could be an ideological component. You know, we don't want you to sell our arms to people that we think are doing the right thing.
Didn't some G-36s fall into the hands of FARC?
I would be surprised that they would have. I would have almost assumed that some would. And the G-36 is the rifle that they didn't want to sell to some states in Mexico.
Right.
That was the rifle in question.
But see, I think it was it 2012 or 20?
And FARC are bad actors, I'll tell you. They're very bad.
They are. Yeah, they are. But we said one of these years during the Obama administration, we sold $155 million worth of small arms to them. And then, you know, the cartels don't want semi-automatic variants. Fast and Furious was, I guess, probably amusing to them, but they want the fully automatic type. They want military hardware. And,
they're not unified. You know, there's a lot of factions, and a smaller faction might, you know, think it advantageous to buy a few dozen arms here or there. It's a very chaotic mixture. I don't see, if you've got billions of dollars to work with, you don't have problems getting small arms.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at
all.
And
they're getting more extensive and better arms. You know, what has happened, in my opinion, is that the cartels in Mexico have become sort of proto-states. They're almost little governments, or they are, in effect, and they control some areas and extract taxes and pay out benefits to people that are loyal to them and have intelligence networks and enforcers. And, they're really on the edge of becoming governments. So if you start controlling territory enough, and you control what goes on in it, you're pretty much a government.
Gotcha. Well,
You may not be recognized in the U.S.
I don't know. These Latin American issues that we keep seeing, Venezuela, which is the latest one, we're always having to recognize somebody. So, but we do. We don't think that we do.
We've seen a lot of problems. Venezuela is creating a lot of problems by all the refugees that are streaming everywhere else. 10% of the Venezuelan population has fled the country because conditions are so bad.
Right.
And in Venezuela, I'd written about this, they passed a law to forbid any ownership of guns or ammunition by the population outside of the military and people that the regime recognized. And at the same time, they would arm up their basically local goon squad.
But we're coming up on the break. We're coming up on the break, and we're going to move on when we get back. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I begged my pops for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
An American TV icon says he's got stage 4 pancreatic cancer. 78-year-old host of Jeopardy since 1984, Alex Trebek, says he's going to beat it.
Now, normally the prognosis for this is not very encouraging, but I'm going to fight this, and I'm going to keep working, And with the love and support of my family and friends, and with the help of your prayers also, I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease.
U.S. Senator Martha McSally of Arizona, who was the first female pilot to fight in combat, says she was raped by a superior officer when she served in the Air Force. She makes the revelation at a Senate hearing today on the subject of sexual assault in the military. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten, writer at ammoland.com, at gunwatch.com. Let's talk about Second Amendment sanctuary counties. Shall we?
Okay, you're going to have to repeat that. I didn't quite get it.
I want to talk about Second Amendment sanctuary counties.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're seeing those pop up in New Mexico particularly, but other states are talking about them too. And right in New Mexico, oh, gosh, they've got something like 24 counties out of 33, and the number is increasing
right.
all the time.
Right.
Where they passed resolutions saying if you pass particularly a background check that eliminates private sales, and by when I say it eliminates private sales, I mean you're not allowed to sell a gun privately. You have to go through a government agent so the sale is recorded.
Right.
To me, that's eliminating a private sale. It's no longer private. because you're sharing your information with the government.
Pretty much, yes.
And they're saying, we're not going to enforce this for 24 of 33 counties. And the governor there said, well, that's just a few counties. They're just idiots. They don't know what they're doing.
And they're having a hissy fit. She said they're having a hissy fit.
Almost, I think it was 29 or 30 of the 33 sheriffs said that they were against this so-called universal background check law. Now, there are a couple of exceptions in it, I think, for immediate family and maybe a couple others. But in my opinion, the major purpose of these universal background checks is to get people used to complying and to make sure that they understand that all firearms are to be registered with the state. And, of course, once they're registered, then slowly, gradually, over time, we can say, well, that kind of firearm is not legal. You know, we'll start out by saying semi-automatic firearms that can take magazines of more than 10 rounds have to be kept in the home, unloaded with the magazines locked up and the ammunition locked in a separate place all the time. And they can only be taken to certain ranges. And eventually say, well, you can't have those, but we won't take them away from you right away. We'll just say that you can have them in your house, you just can't take them outside the house, and when you die, they can't be given to anyone else. So, it's a gradual process. People who think that the government at some point will go around rounding up guns from people in mass, I think that's unlikely. They will do what they have been doing for decades, which is gradual, incremental, make it harder and harder and harder to own guns, to shoot guns, to comply with all the laws and regulations that get piled on over and over until finally your grandkids or great-grandkids come across a rifle that was stuck away in the attic somewhere and say, oh, my God. Great grandpa was a gun owner. And they turned the rifles in.
Based upon what you're saying, you're talking about the gradual thing, which has always been their thing, right? That's always been their thing.
Right.
Do you think they're going to stick with that now, since when we look at New Jersey, where they're talking about getting these magazines got to come in, there's no grandfathering. We're taking them. Bump stocks.
What
you can't grandfather them in. We're taking
them. Supply.
Yes,
they're
I know, but.
Don't comply.
See,
even
now,
if you work in New Jersey, you're getting like a 95% non-compliant rate.
That's right. But the reason I'm asking this is because the leftists, the Democrats, they sort of think they have, they've been making this noise that if Trump gets out there and declares this
the
emergency.
The real danger is they will get desperate as they see they are losing.
And how do you think that would manifest itself?
And I think that what we have to worry about is if they manage to get control of all three branches, the legislature, I should say, House, the Senate, and the presidency,
right.
And they fear that they may not keep that power, then they could start doing really stupid things. And traditionally, that's how the left operates. The most recent example is, of course, Venezuela. Chavez got in power. He basically changed all the institutions, loaded the Supreme Court with his appointees, had them rule to change the Constitution. And then later, after he died, his successor, Maduro, refused to abide by elections and falsified elections. And nobody believes, I wouldn't say nobody, but I don't think anybody with any sense believes that the last election in Venezuela was at all legitimate. And that's where we have to worry, is that they get in power, figure they have to stay in power, and then do anything they have to do to stay in power. I think that's an unlikely situation in the U.S. I want to make that clear. I don't think it's going to happen that way.
But this is my question. How would they actually mechanically do it? Because it's one thing for that. I mean, we're seeing that, like in New Mexico with the sanctuary, if they refuse to enforce a law, then it's not a law. It's a statute. And nobody's doing it. So,
but the problem is that they can still use the incremental situation. And that's kind of what they did in Britain. Now, in Britain, it's a completely different situation because they had very few gun owners to start with.
Right.
In the U.S., you've got guns in half the households in the country. And there's probably somewhere over 400, my calculations say about 430 million guns in the United States in private hands right now. I mean, it's the sheer volume that you would have to do to make a dent in the number of guns in the United States is just daunting. The only way I could see them doing it is over a very long period of time, gradually, incrementally. Now, of course, if they try to use force and don't abide by the Constitution, and that has happened, you know, you could get people fighting back. You could get unrest. It could get real nasty.
Right.
It's just that,
well, we're coming up on a break. I want to float a idea past you. I just want to get your take on this idea. I don't have time to broach it to you because we're going to be in the break in about 45 seconds, but I'm going to lay something out for you, and I want to get your idea on this. But in the meantime, I haven't done this whole time because we've been talking our ways into the break. Dean Weingarten, he writes at Ammoland.com. Very prolific there. He also has his stuff showing up at Gunwatch.com. He's prolific wherever he's at. So, you know, since just in March alone, as I'm looking at this, I see three articles in 6 days. So every other day he's putting an article up. Every other day.
Yeah, there's more in the line. There's more in line. That's a low production for me.
Well, it's only the sixth. Anyway, 2,500 plus articles are out there for you to go check them out. All time. Let's go check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
To one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Talking to Dean Weingarten as we wind down the evening and everything. And you recently were talking about what's happened with the bump stock case, which it has been expedited. Now, tomorrow I'm going to have one of the attorneys on this, Stephen Stambolia, come on the show. Tell me what you think about this so far. How is this looking?
Well, I find it interesting that the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals has decided to expedite the hearing on the injunction of the bump stock case. It's very unusual. Now, the plaintiffs asked that the hearing be expedited, and they say because irreparable harm will be done to hundreds of thousands of people who have these bump stocks because they're supposed to turn them in, have them destroyed or whatever, when the bump stock ban goes into effect. And that seems just wrong to me from the takings clause. I mean, if you're going to deprive someone of their property, you should at least compensate them for it. And there isn't, as I understand it, there's no attempt to do that with the regulation that's been approved. So I find it interesting that the appeals court took this extraordinary measure of expediting the case. I don't think we can judge, and I'm just anxious. I'll be delighted to listen and hear what your attorney on the case has to say, because he's far closer to it, and he's experienced in these things, and he probably has a better take on it than I do. But it strikes me that maybe there's a, you know, people would strike down the bump stock regulation. And it is a regulation. It's not a law. Congress
right.
did not change anything.
Right.
What happened was that the BATFE, on the urging, I must say, of President Trump and others, decided they would change their interpretation of law 180 degrees out from what they had it before. And where they said that these bump stocks were not machine guns because you still fired one shot with each action of the trigger, now they're saying, no, no, we were wrong about that. They are. So they changed their ruling 180 degrees from what it was, and there's a court case in the law that
right.
Was decided in 1984, as I recall. And in that case, the Supreme Court was trying to rein in the court and to say you can't just make up regulations. And so the case is called, it was the Chevron case, and it's what came from it is called the Chevron Doctrine. And what they said is the courts can't just make up regulations. The bureaucrats are better able to make regulations and interpret Congress's role. But in doing that, they gave the bureaucrats the power to basically change the law however they want to, anytime they want to. And a number of justices, particularly the two justices that have just recently been appointed by President Trump, Justice
right.
Kavanaugh and Justice Gorsuch, have written and said, you know, maybe we gave too much power to the bureaucrats. They shouldn't be able to just make law and change it 180 degrees from what it had been anytime they want to. That's not a way to have respect for the rule of law. So there's a chance, and I don't want to say that it's going to happen, but there's a chance that the Supreme Court will try to rein in some of the extreme power that has been given to the bureaucrats by the Chevron decision. I'd like to see it happen with the bump stock case, but I don't know
right.
if it will.
Well,
and your friend, you know, your guest, who is intimately involved in the case, can probably explain that a whole lot better because I am not an attorney, well, he is.
Right. Okay. Well, I'm just, you know, I'm just thinking out loud here as far as that stuff
well,
goes.
Well, I mean, yes. And I had not realized how much power the Chevron decision gave to bureaucrats. And when I read the district court's decision, opinion, on this bump stock case, essentially, they said, as long as it seems reasonable, which means that they just have to provide some kind of rationale,
right.
the bureaucrats can change law anytime they want to, almost any way they want to. It's absurd. There's no way that unelected bureaucrats should have that much power under the Constitution.
Hmm.
Now, I could see you could allow them to interpret the law once. Okay, here's what the interpretation is. But after that, it should take, you know, an act of Congress to change law. Because commercial decisions, people's lives are based on these regulations. People decide whether to invest millions of dollars based on an interpretation. And then the next day, they change it around, and you lose your investment? That's crazy.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this, then. Currently, here in the United States, we've got all these things coming down. And the Democrats are coming down on, you know, they're looking. They want to do the whole trifecta. They want climate change. They want to make a socialist. They want to do a whole
yeah,
lot of stuff.
They sure do. I know a little bit about it.
Do you think we're going to wake up one day and have to hit the streets and plan on getting operational against these folks? And if they do,
not.
I mean, the cops, I mean.
I don't know. I mean, the people in, you know, to use a really overworked example, in Germany did not think everything was going to go sour in the Second World War. They didn't think it was going to go sour in the First World War.
No.
The people in Venezuela, when they voted for Chavez, didn't think the country was going to devolve into lawlessness and starvation and 1,000% a month inflation in 20 years. But it happened. So I can't rule out that it would happen in the U.S. It just seems unlikely in the very near future. Yeah, maybe a decade out.
We got a couple of minutes. How modern a country was Venezuela prior to them going full on Chavez taking over everything? I mean, they were a big oil country.
They had lots of resources in terms of oil.
Right.
But they also had a lot of elements of socialism in their economy before Chavez took over. There were a lot of price supports and subsidies. Gasoline or fuel in general was extremely cheap in Venezuela. It was so cheap that sailors with big diesel tanks in their yacht would go to Venezuela. They'd go hundreds of miles out of their way just to get to Venezuela to fill up at 10 or 20 cents a gallon.
Right.
So the economy was very – there were a lot of elements in socialism in it already. And there was a large population of pretty poor people there. They weren't all middle class or well off. There were a lot of fairly poor people, and those people enthusiastically voted for Chavez.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like the United States exactly. And
I wonder how many of them were chasing zebras.
You don't see this type of revolution taking place in countries where the people are prosperous, and the U.S. is prosperous.
We're about to run out of time, but for those of you that enjoy Dean being here the way I do, he'll be back with us on Friday. And we'll cover some other stuff that he covers, that he talks about. So thank you for joining me this evening, sir. Yes, sir. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this, it's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. This, and all of the stuff is coming Friday, so stay tuned for that as well. This has been Lock and Load.
Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.